The Siege of Samaria. This is 2 Kings 6 and 7. King Ben-Hadad of Syria led his entire army against Israel, and they surrounded the city of Samaria. Because of this, there was a terrible food shortage in the city, because the cities were surrounded by walls, and you couldn't get in or out apart from through those walls. And if there's an army all around the walls, that's it. You can't get any food in or out. And so the shortage of food was so bad that a donkey's head cost 80 pieces of silver and 200 grams of dove's dung cost 5 pieces of silver. The king of Israel was walking by on the city wall when a woman cried out, "Help me, your majesty." He said, "If God won't help you, how can I help you?" So then this king was being made to realize that he was not so strong after all. "Have I got any wheat or any wine I can give you? What's your trouble?" She replied, "Well, the other day, this lady here said that we should eat my child and then eat her child the next day. So we cooked my son and ate him. But the next day I told her that we were going to eat her son, but she's hidden him." How awful. Now, God says in Deuteronomy that if Israel broke the covenant, then this is what would happen. They would eat their own children during the sieges. And this is what had happened, and it all directly came from their disobedience to God. Hearing this, the king tore his clothes. He was very distressed, and the people nearby on the wall could see that he was actually wearing sackcloth underneath his clothes when he tore them. "May God strike me dead if Elisha is not beheaded by this evening," said the king, and he sent a messenger to get Elisha. So Elisha was at home with some elders who were visiting him. Before the king's messenger even arrived, Elisha said to the elders, "That murderer," that's the king, "is sending messengers to kill me. Now, when he gets here, shut the door. Don't let him come in." The king himself is really following him. Elisha had hardly finished saying this when the king arrived and said, "It's the Lord who has brought this trouble on us. Why should I wait any longer for him to do something?" Elisha replied, "Listen to what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, you'll be able to buy in Samaria 3 kilograms of fine wheat or 6 kilograms of fine barley for just 1 piece of silver." Now, they've been selling a donkey's head for 80 pieces of silver and a few little grams of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. Well, the king had a personal attendant, and he said to Elisha, "That can't happen, not even if God himself were to open the windows of heaven and send grain right down immediately." "You will see it happen," Elisha replied, "but you yourself will not eat any of the food." So now we're going to read how that fulfilled. 4 men who were suffering from leprosy were outside the gates of Samaria. And they said to one another, "Why should we just wait here until we're dead? There's no point going into the city because we're just going to starve to death there. But if we stay here, we're going to die also. So let's go over to the camp of Syrian soldiers. The worst they can do is kill us. But perhaps they might spare our lives, give us something to eat." So as it began to get dark, these 4 lepers went to the camp of the Syrian soldiers that was surrounding the city. But when they got there, there was nobody there. God had made the Syrians hear what appeared to be the advance of a huge army with horses and chariots. I think the angels hovered over and they heard this sound and they thought that this was horses and chariots of other soldiers. And the Syrians had thought that the king of Israel had hired the Egyptians and the Hittites and their armies to attack them. So that evening, the Syrians had run for their lives, as they thought, leaving their tents, horses, donkeys, leaving the camp just like it was. When the 4 lepers reached the edge of the camp, they went into a tent. They ate and they drank what they found there. They found silver and gold and clothing, and they grabbed that and they found that, and they made off with it. They returned and entered another tent, and they did the same thing. hiding the treasure. But then they said one to another, and you see here their conscience, really we should not be doing this. We have good news and we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. Now there's a great principle. We have good news and we should not keep it to ourselves. We should tell someone today. If we wait until the morning to tell it, we're going to be punished. Well, let's go out immediately and tell the king's officers. So they left the Syrian camp and they went back to Samaria and they called out to the guards at the gates. They told them, we've been to the Syrian camp and didn't see or hear anybody. The horses and donkeys have not been untied and the tents are exactly how the Syrian soldiers left them. The guards reported the news in the palace and it was night time, but the king got out of bed and said to his officials, I know what the Syrians are doing. They realise that there's a terrible famine here, so they've left their camp to go and they're going to hide in the countryside and they think that we're going to leave the city to come and find food and then they'll take us alive and capture the city while the gates are open. Well, one of his officers said, the people here in the city are very, very doomed and they're about to die. So let's just send 5 of the horses that we've got left and some men and see if we can find out what's happened. So they chose some men and sent them with instructions to go and find out what had happened to the Syrians. These men went as far as the Jordan and all along the road they saw the clothes and the weapons that the Syrians had thrown away as they ran. So they came back and told the king. The people of Samaria rushed out and looted the tents of the Syrians, and as the Lord had said, 3 kilograms of the best wheat or 6 kilograms of fine barley cost just 1 piece of silver. But it happened that the king of Israel had put the city gate, under the command of that personal attendant who had questioned whether God could really do this. That officer was trampled to death by the surge of the people, and he died, just as Elisha had said. Because Elisha had told the king that by that time the following day, 3 kilograms of fine wheat, 6 kilograms of fine barley would be sold in Samaria for 1 piece of silver. And the officer had said, that cannot happen, even if God opened the windows of heaven and sent grain down immediately. And Elisha had replied, you will see it happen, but you will not eat any of the food. And that happened to him. He was trampled to death by the people at the city gate. So God's word will come true. And that is the most wonderful hope that we have, that what God has said, for example, that Jesus will come back, that there will be the resurrection of the dead, that all these wonderful things will really, really happen.